or 12 weeks like J&J. Jonas Salk? How long do you think it took to develop the polio vaccine? Let's see. Polio. Here, you listen to a little Albert King, and I'll look up the polio vaccine. It varies, really, if you want to take a look at it. It's interesting, though. The first successful demonstration of the polio vaccine was by Hillary Kaprosky in 1950 with a live virus, which people drank. That vaccine was not approved for use in the United States, but was used successfully elsewhere. Boy, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? The success of an inactivated, killed polio vaccine developed by Jonas Salk was announced in 1955. Looks like it took 6 or 7 years. Another attenuated live oral polio vaccine was developed by Albert Sabin and came into commercial use in 1961. So you're looking at, when you look at what the Hillary Kaprosky was working on and developed in 1950, and prior to that, you're looking at 12, 13 years between the three variations, and between Kaprosky's product and Jonas Salk's product, which was rolled out in the U.S. in 1955. That's 5 or 6 years. You understand? Not 6 fucking weeks. Fuck out of here, Fauci. But again, he plays on people's ignorance. And I'm not talking about uneducated people. I'm talking about people who are educated. You know, when you look at the numbers here, the folks who don't want to line up and trust these criminals are folks with PhDs and folks with high school educations or less. So next time you think that poor people are stupid, think again. Most of the people you hang out with, if they went to college, are the dopes. You can't. It takes years to develop an effective vaccine. It's insane. It's literally insane. And this midget, who we played the clips, he said time and time again, we just played 2 clips, there's other clips. There's no reason for vaccine mandates now. Today, he's all about the vaccine mandates. Everybody should get one. School kids, get one on an airplane. Yeah, you don't have one? Well, we got to get... That's what's going to end this. Oh, really? Yeah. It ended it in Israel, right? They're on their 4th jab. 4 fucking jabs. When they're only supposed to get 1 or 2 jabs. And then boom. And now these fucking criminals, you know what they do? I mean, we've said it before, but not everybody listens to every show. So it bears repeating. If you've had your 2 jabs and you thought you were fully vaccinated, Oh, no is right. You're not vaccinated anymore, fully vaccinated. Unless you get your 3rd jab. In Israel, they said the same thing. Well, you need your 3rd jab. And you're considered fully vaccinated again. So I guess I'll go get my 3rd jab because, you know, I'm enjoying these freedoms I'm allowed to have. So many freedoms from being inoculated. So many incredible, so much room for activities. Then they say, well, you know, you got to get your 4th jab. Oh, I got to get a 4th jab. Okay, well, hey, I'm 3 in. What the fuck? Why not? I want to keep living this incredible fucking lifestyle, so I'll go get my 4th jab. I mean, come on, man. You think Fauci is going to back the fuck off these people? You're just gullible people. We went from 15 days to do your part to 3 jabs and you can maybe keep your job. 2 years, we're in the second year. So 15 days, lock things down and flatten the curb. I went from that to you're in your second year and maybe after you take your third jab, you can keep your job. Only if we determine that you're fully vaccinated. Get the fuck out of here. You wonder why people are pissed off. How about some Morris Day in the Time? Time might be a big issue if you keep going and lining up for these jabs. Headline, Biden consulted with the labor unions before announcing his vaccine mandate. Of course he did. Of course he did. This guy's a fucking puppet for the unions. He's a puppet for everybody. He's a sock puppet for anybody with a checkbook. The labor unions, they've done such an incredible job, right? We just bailed these criminals out. Trumka, the president, the late president of AFL-CIO, finally ate himself into a grave. They had to bury him in a piano case. The guy was so bloated. Nobody told that fat bastard, hey, maybe you shouldn't go get the jabs because you're obesely overweight. Have you done any research? Oh, he went and got the jabs. He beat his chest about like he was fucking pharmaceutical Tarzan, and then he died. It was a big mystery. Oh, my God, it was a sudden death. Really? It was a sudden death? Really? Not to his heart, it wasn't. These dopes. We just bailed out the labor unions and their pensions. You know, these guys like Trumka, he would go out and they'd invest all this wild money and they'd squander the pension funds. They'd rape and pillage pension funds. Billions of dollars and millions of dollars in different pension funds. They'd be broke. They'd say, how the fuck are we going to pay these people? We took their money, right? In a Bernie Madoff scam and a pyramid scheme. We took their money and then we invested it or we squandered it and we pissed it away. We don't have their money. What are we going to do? Oh, here comes Joe Biden. In the stimulus packages they just passed, in the name of COVID stimulus, they bailed out the fucking labor unions. 100 cents on the dollar. Your money. You didn't even know that, did you? So all the money these assholes pissed away, stole, robbed, pillaged, invested improperly, or money that just vanished, guess what? You just made them whole. You made them whole. Courtesy of Joe Biden. Editors have written a note, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. I just told you who's working the puppets behind the curtain of this fucking guy. Not only can they get their way and get a vaccine mandate, right? Because it only helps the unions. If they're members, well, they think it helps them. I know a lot of union members want to quit. They're going to say, fuck off. But the dummies who live in a vacuum never understand really how things work. And labor unions, for the most part, live in fantasy land when you can go squander your... Can you imagine if you had a 401k and a pension fund? And you said, honey, I'm going to leverage every cent we have on bad investments. What would your wife say to you? Or what would your partner say to you in the business? Have you lost your fucking mind? You have to invest conservatively. Try to hit singles, not triples and home runs. You're going to lose your shirt. Oh, that's okay. I know what I'm doing. And then you lose all your money. You lose all your money from bad investments. You squander the money. And then somebody comes along and writes you a fucking check and gives you all your money back. Well, you could be a great investor too, couldn't you? Insanity. This is what goes on. Why is anybody surprised that the unions are dictating and running the show? You think Biden's running the show? He's an idiot. As I said in the Sky News, he can't even get dressed on his own. The unions figure, wow, we'll narrow the playing field. We'll make it hard for these mom and pop operators, whether it be plumbers or electricians, make it hard for them to go into places. and do their jobs, that'll be more work for the unions. Oh, will it? I think that's how it's going to work? Let me give you an example of these fucking dummies in the unions. Down the Philadelphia Convention Center, we got guys, got buddies working down there. Between conventions, if it's a, between nights after a convention, they have 45 to 50 people who come in and clean everything up for the next day. You know, you see these cats walking around all day with their cocktail fucking drinks and their napkins are dropping all over the place, making a mess of every goddamn thing. Looks like a bomb went off at the end of the day at these conventions with booths and everything else. These guys come in. The union comes in. Boom. They have the contract on the convention center. They clean everything up. They get paid, right? 40 people, 40 to 50 people it takes to clean up every night. You know how many people are working that now? Six. Six people. 40 plus people told the labor union, go fuck yourself. I'm not taking the jab. Take your job and shove it. Johnny Paycheck style. So now the people down at the convention center come in the next day at their convention, and it looks like a tornado went through the joint. It's not cleaned up, and people are saying, this looks like a fucking ghetto. It is a ghetto, and so is your country, thanks to the fucking labor unions. You wanted third world? You fucking got it, baby. You dopes keep wearing your fucking Teamsters jackets. We know you guys are all fucking business, right? You can stick that horse on your Teamsters jacket right up your ass. And I'm a former Teamster, okay, growing up, working in fucking warehouses. What a scam that was. $50 every week to pay fucking dues. Why am I paying dues? I say, it's a Teamsters, man. You're lucky to work here. Oh, yeah, I'm real lucky. It just took fucking... I made $140 last week. I made $600 before taxes, and you just took more than 10% of my take-home after taxes just for the privilege of being a fucking Teamster. I didn't even get a fucking T-shirt. Fuck out of here. Perfect example I just gave you. How these dopes think they're going to change the world. They're going to... All this business. Oh, yeah, we'll eliminate the competition. No, you won't. You just eliminated much of your workforce. How about the IBEW? International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Philadelphia. A whole bunch of guys there saying, fuck this. I'm not getting a vaccine. No. Fuck that. No, not happening. All those jobs you think you had... Tough to get dues when your guys quit and your ladies quit. But it doesn't matter. See, it doesn't matter. The whole thing could shit the bed. Because they just asked Joe for money. And he'll make them whole again, no matter how much they lose. He'll just give more of your money. And you're still sitting at home. Thinking things are going to go back to normal. This should be the national anthem as far as I'm concerned. Well, it pretty much is. They're doing a hell of a job of burning it down. We talked about this previously. We're on a fucking roll tonight, today. Michigan healthcare system workers with natural immunity don't need a vaccine. Now, this is the big push, right? If you've had COVID and you've recovered, they're saying now you can have the vaccine. Protection of having the vaccine. you can get a card or you can get paper and you can join society. You know what I say? I've had COVID. I say, go fuck yourself. I don't need your shitty fucking Nazi papers for me to live my life. And it's none of your fucking business. What I do, what I put in my body, fuck off. I don't need your stupid paperwork for me to be a functional, free human being on this fucking rock. I don't need it. I don't recognize you as having any authority over my life, any dominion over me, and I won't fucking play the game. I know. I've had the strain. My family's had the strain. We're doing well. I feel healthy. I fear nothing. I don't give a flying fuck about your fear porn and everything else. I know I have natural immunity. I understand the wonder of the human immunity system, immune system and immunity. However you want to phrase it grammatically, I don't particularly care, obviously. I realize that my plight and the plight of other Americans, the video just cut out, I don't give a fuck, I'm rolling. The plight of other Americans in our shoes has been ignored. We are the redheaded stepchildren, thanks to criminals like Anthony Fauci. We played a clip yesterday. He was asked on CNN how he would explain how folks like me have herd immunity and antibodies. And if it's okay if we didn't get the vaccine. He said he didn't know. I don't really have a firm answer for you on that, he said. We don't have to have the permission of the government to go where we want to go. We'll just go where the fuck we want to go. That's what I say. I have to fix this camera. I'll be right back. Yes, folks, it's always a struggle here to maintain all the controls. The wheels are stealing, the cameras and everything. As we continue to be a small and nimble crowd and crew here that can get the job done. Nothing wrong with that. Anyway, before I was so rudely interrupted. Look, we've talked about that the natural infection with the prior strain of COVID is like as much as 13 times. Some people are saying 20 times more effective than being vaccinated. Of course it is. Your immune system, much more powerful and has evolved thousands of years. Of course, it's much more effective than something they can cook up in a lab. Well, Fauci should know something about that, right? My contention is this, right? Michigan is saying that workers with natural immunity don't need a vaccine. And you can get your papers if you've had COVID. My contention is, go fuck yourself. I don't need your papers. I don't need anybody in the state or the federal government to tell me I'm worthy to do whatever the fuck I want to do. So I'm not buying into it. Even if Pennsylvania said, hey kid, you can get yourself and your family, you can get your vaccine passports. All you have to do is prove that you had COVID and maybe take a PCR test. And maybe we'll take a little bit more of your DNA. And then maybe when we give you your vaccine card and we tell you everything's cool, a couple weeks later, we'll tell you, fuck off. Now you need the jab. Don't buy into it at all. See, you empower these people. They're like children. You empower them by buying into it at all. Fuck off. I don't need your permission for a goddamn thing. And I don't need your paperwork. And I don't need you in my life. See? I don't recognize you as any type of authority. None. Zero. So take all your little tests and all your bullshit science that you cooked up and all your fake fucking peer review studies that are bullshit. They were paid for, bought and paid for behind the scenes by pharmaceutical companies. And all your lies. The medicine, I don't even know what you people. The research has been concocted. Take all that stuff, put it in a big bag, and go take it with you and go fuck off. I don't need you to tell me how to be healthy at this point. I've put the work in. I know how to do it. Same with doctors. I talked about at the top of the show. Whatever respect that you've enjoyed through the years in this country, some kind of esteem you've enjoyed, and respect in the community, you're quickly losing. You're quickly losing, along with law enforcement, who side with tyrants. Now, you might think that Americans are asleep out here. There's a lot of people paying attention, and they're not going to forget when the smoke clears who fucked them. They won't forget. I always have to laugh because these dopes who don't understand how the game is played, whether they're a cop, whether they're a doctor, whatever, they don't understand. And what I've been trying to teach people, the government is going to leave you in the lurch when the shit gets thick. Look what they did to the people in Afghanistan, American citizens say, fuck you. Good luck. Take care. Have fun. You don't think they're going to do the same to you? You're not very bright, are you, for all the degrees you have on your wall? That's insane. Oh, Disco Inferno? Burn, baby, burn. I'm all for that. We've said it before on the show. If you're going to burn it down, let's fucking do it. What are you waiting for? Fuck this slow burn. Headline, no talking during a lunch. And daily symptom reporting. Inside New York City's new in-person school year. The editors have written a note. The cruelty has to be intentional at this point. There are no sane adults that think this type of environment is healthy for children. They're turning these kids into drones. Students in New York City's public schools returned to 100% in-person learning for the first time since schools became remote only in 2020 March. But a multiple conglomerate of parents and outlets report in-person does not mean a return to anything close to normal and may end up harming students just as much of the remote learning did. That's okay. That's what Fauci wants. He wants good little robots. He wants good little drones who think that Fauci's going to come to the day, and whoever takes Fauci's fucking place when Fauci's serving eternity inside the gates of hell with his buddies John McCain and others. Somebody's going to take his place here. Maybe that weirdo Dr. Collins with the guitar. Another psychopath. Who cares about harming kids? Jesus. They got kids stepping off ledges and committing suicide for what they've done to kids. Oh, but that's not a problem. Fauci loves that. Just ask a co-worker, one of his top scientists, who did the same thing. Did a flying leap off the parking garage at the National Institute of Health in Bethesda. Top Fauci researcher. Who was going against the grain, threatening to expose Fauci. He took a flying fucking leap or a flying push off the top of the parking garage. Nothing to see here, folks. Keep moving. Carol Markowitz, a New York Post columnist with children in NYC's public schools, reported the harsh restrictions kids face in the new school year. My daughter's Manhattan Middle School won't be using lockers this year. My son's Brooklyn Elementary School has let us know that water fountains will remain closed. No group projects, no field trips, no parties. Outdoor recess will be masked and distance. Forget tag or sports. We would have torched the school. I mean, that's just that's just my crew. We would have lit the gym on fire and then worked our way out. But times have changed, though. And we were completely out of control. Maybe that's what we need. Some kids to fight for the right to party. How about the parents? Don't you think it's time for you to start fighting for your right to party? Hey, Markowitz, instead of writing about this stuff, do something about it. Fuck is the matter with you people? All seriousness. You're writing a column. Okay, it's cool that you're shedding light on it. What are you doing about it? Why do you have your kids in those schools if they're going to be treated like inmates? Just send them to Rikers Island. Don't they have a day school there? Hey, where'd you graduate from? Rikers. Wow, it's pretty crazy over there. You guys should be making it hot for teacher. Hot for principal. Hot for school superintendent. Get in their fucking face. I mean, come on. Or get your kids out of there. You know, guys, it's your responsibility. I have to remind people. I'm like the coach out here all of a sudden. Of all people, me, I'm the parent coach. It's your responsibility to keep your kids safe and keep this kind of insanity away from them. Keep them shielded from it. You're not helping them. You're buying into it. Either do something about it or yank them out of school. You think this is a great environment? You think this is a fantastic learning environment? You can't talk to people at lunch? You can't talk during lunch. Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm not kidding. We would have lit a fire at the school. Something would have happened bad. Very bad. Now, in a similar microcosm to what happened to the colonists in the 1770s, you know, only 3% of the colonists decided it was time to kick some ass. Well, probably about 3% of our class, too. Would have been they dubbed us the troublemakers. Today, we would be dubbed the freedom fighters. And there's a thin line between troublemaker and freedom fighter. I don't care how old you are. And yeah, our parents would have been called into school just like they were every other fucking week when we were up to something good. But when we smelled an injustice, we righted it. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. And nothing was different in high school and nothing was different in college. Forget about it. I got thrown out of fucking college for doing the same kind of stuff. I didn't care. You shouldn't care either. Get the kids the hell out of there. You have to wear masks during sports too. Oh, that's good. In fact, the New York Education Department is suggesting schools cancel sports, cancel theater, cancel clubs, cancel all music-related activities because children might breathe too much during them. Well, it's hard to play in the band when you're trying to blow a fucking woodwind instrument with a mask on.